This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A group of donors offered Wednesday to give $15,000 to the Red Cross if the anti-war encampment on Denver's Auraria campus were taken down. That's according to a letter from the school to the student group that organized the camp last week. The students immediately rejected the offer. Khalid Hamu is one of the student organizers.
We wholeheartedly reject the offer to donate in our name to the World Health Organization. We want to see divestment from any corporation which operates in Israel. So, yeah, we wholeheartedly reject it.
Auraria campus leadership has said it hopes to keep the campus functioning and open. A bill to require licenses for people who work in the funeral industry is close to becoming law at the Colorado Capitol. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Colorado is currently the only state that doesn't set professional standards for funeral home directors. And in recent years, there have been several high-profile incidents of funeral home mismanagement and abuse. Now lawmakers want people working in the industry to go through mandated training and pass a test to become licensed. Separately, the legislature is also moving forward on a bill to require more routine inspections of funeral homes and crematoria. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The legislative session ends next week. A new ethics complaint accuses Democratic State Senator Faith Winter of being intoxicated during a public meeting in North Glen last month. City Council members there say she should be held accountable by the state legislature. Winter has already publicly apologized and entered an alcohol treatment program. It's up to state Senate leaders whether the complaint moves forward. Black Hills Energy is warning customers of a scam involving someone calling customers and demanding money for overdue bills with threats of cutting off service. Officials say anyone who receives the scam call should contact customer service or verify their status online. This is the second warning in less than a month from Black Hills Energy. In early April, the company warned of a scam involving people trying to sell solar energy systems. It's 6 minutes after 7. This is CPR News.